You are listening to The Eternal Moment from the limited TV series Snowdrop about the South Korean political upheaval in 1987. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and moments. The Moment by Margaret Atwood. The moment when, after many years of hard work and a long voyage, you stand in the center of your room, house, half acre, square mile, island, country, knowing at last how you got there and say, "I own this," is the same moment when the trees unloose their soft arms from around you, the birds take back their language, the cliffs fissure and collapse, the air moves back from you like a wave, and you can't breathe. "No," they whisper, "you own nothing. You were a visitor time after time, climbing the hill, planting the flag, proclaiming, 'We never belonged to you. You never found us.' It was always the other way around."
How does a moment last forever? How can a story never die? It is love we must hold on to, never easy, but we try. Sometimes our happiness is captured. Somehow our time and place stand still. Love lives on inside our hearts and always will. Minutes turn to hours, days to years, then gone. But when all else has been forgotten, still our song lives on. Maybe some moments weren't so perfect. Maybe some memories not so sweet. But we have to know some bad times, or our lives are incomplete. Then when the shadows just when we feel all hope is gone, we'll hear our song and know once more to desolation. It flows like a river through the soul, protects, persists, and perseveres, and makes us whole. Minutes turn to hours, days to years, then gone. But when all else has been forgotten, still our song lives on. How does a moment last forever when our song lives on?
Cole Porter was an American composer and songwriter. He was born into a wealthy family, and he could have done almost anything he wanted to do. But what he really wanted to do was to take up music as a profession, especially in musical theater. From This Moment On was originally written for the 1950s musical Out of This World. But somehow it didn't seem to work and was eventually used in MGM's 1953 Kiss Me, Kate. It has been recorded by many, including Frank Sinatra.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only 2:40, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blues songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much, you got the skin that I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got those sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high. Every care is gone from this moment on. From this moment on, you for me, dear, only 2:40, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blues songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you got the love that I need so much. Yeah, you got the kind of skin that I love to touch, and you got the arms that can hold me tight, you got those lovely lips just to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on,
The month of June has traditionally been the month for weddings. The name June is derived from the Roman goddess of marriage, Juno. One of the most popular songs played at weddings is Shania Twain's From This Moment On. But it was not really inspired by any romance. All those beautiful lyrics came from her being somewhat bored while watching a soccer match with her husband in Italy.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment, I have been blessed. I live only for your happiness and for your love. I'd give my last breath from this moment on. I give my hand. Can't wait to live my life with you. I can't wait to start. You and I will never be apart. My dreams came true.
The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is a Gothic novella by the Scottish author Robert Louis Stevenson, and it was first published in 1886. But then in 1990, it was somewhat adapted into a musical. Dr. Jekyll, a London doctor, accidentally unleashes his evil alternate personality, Mr. Hyde, in his quest to cure his father's mental illness. This Is the Moment is the most famous song from the musical, and it is oddly enough sung by Dr. Henry Jekyll just before he turns into Mr. Hyde.
This is the moment. This is the day when I send all my doubts and demons on their way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play. It's here and now, today. This is the moment. This is the time when the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming, and screaming become one. This is the day. See it sparkle and shine when all I've lived for.
Would you consider a magic moment? Hearing your child's first word? Falling in love for the first time? Your first kiss? Or getting your first job? Maybe buying your first car? Having a baby? Or graduating from high school or college? Are just a few that were included in a recent magazine survey. Too often moments become memories of a distant past, as in the song Moments by Emerson Drive.
I was coming to the end of a long, long walk when a man crawled out of a cardboard box under the East Street Bridge, followed me onto it. I went out halfway across with that homeless shadow tagging along, so I dug for some change. Wouldn't need it anyway. He took it looking just a bit ashamed. He said, you know I haven't always been this way. I've had my moments, days in the sun moments. I was second to none moments when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like that plane ride coming home from the war that summer. My son was born, memories like a coat so warm the cold wind can get through. Looking at me now, you might not know. I've had my moments. Well, I stood there trying to find my nerve. Wondered if a single soul on earth would care at all. They'd miss me when I'm gone. That old man just kept hanging around, looking at me, looking down. I think he recognized that look in my eyes. Standing with him there, I felt ashamed. I said, you know I haven't always been this way. I've had my moments, days in the sun moments. I was second to none moments when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like the day I walked away from the wine. Can fire tonight. That old man tells his story one more time. He says, I've had my moments, days in the sun moments. I was second to none moments when I knew I did what I thought I couldn't do. Like that cool light on the East Street Bridge when he
I hope you've enjoyed today's show, Music and Moments, and I look forward to hearing from you. Send me an email at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. And before I leave you with Whitney Houston's One Moment in Time, remember, we do not just remember days, we remember moments. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains.
This coming Saturday morning at 11:15, join us for a Branson Christmas, a rebroadcast of the WGTD Radio Theater. That's the Radio Theater, this coming Saturday morning at 11:15 here on WGTD HD.
This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Mike Falkowski, a former KUSD school board member, Sammy Rangel, the life technician and executive director of Life After Hate, Steve Brown, a retired professor of educational leadership, and former Kenosha Unified School superintendent, Joe Mangi.